Maestris Perk Dalid, Mishnah Hey, Mekalef Sa'irim, if a person is taking off husks from barley, Mekalef Achas Achas Ve'ochel. So he's able to take off one at a time and eat one at a time, because that's Arai. And the Rav explains that we're specifically dealing when he's not near the threshing floor. Because if he's right near the threshing floor, even if there's a lot of them that he's doing at a time, he's going to be allowed to take off more than one at a time, because whatever's left over, he's machzeras amoyser. He's going to be returning what's left over, and we take that into consideration, and we consider it arai. If his leftovers he can give back, that's considered arai. So dafka, where he's away from it, where his leftovers, he's not going to schlep it all back. So therefore, only if it's one at a time is it mutter. However, if he doesn't just do it from his hand and eat it right away, but rather he puts it in his other hand, I guess, to not to eat it, but rather to take it and somehow store it or take it, then he's chayev, because there's a kvius there. If a person is also by wheat, taking off the chaff. Now, by wheat, it was already singed and roasted a little bit, like the Rav explains. And he's using his hands to take off the husks and the psalas from the wheat. So he can sift it from one hand to the other and then eat it. However, if he sifts it and he puts it in his cloak, his garment, to store, then he's chayev. Now, we do see a difference with wheat and barley, that wheat, a little more mekel, that dafka, when you put it in cheko, in your cloak, are you chayev, but we see that even in barley, even if it's nos nosoch yodu chayev. So Tiferes Yisrael explains that he's actually going on a different point, but the point he does bring up is that by sa'urim, it's more ready and more of a kvius of what you're doing, that it's almost done, because in a certain way, the barley, when you get it, when you're mekalef sa'urim, it's more of a finished product at that point, because there was some kind of separation they did beforehand. Masha Enkin, with wheat, since the wheat, even though it was roasted a little bit, since it was totally in its stalks, it's not as far in the process, and it could be that's why we're more mekel. Kusper shezra lezera yiraka potter, coriander, that one plants for the coriander seed. Yiraka potter. So the leaves that grow also with the coriander, sometimes people would eat it, sometimes they wouldn't. So that's potter from maestros, because it's not really considered important. It's not really considered a food. Again, as long as you had kavana just for the coriander. Zrola yarak, but what if he planted it in order to actually eat the leaves? Misaseres zera viyarak. So now everything has a chiv of maestros on it. And the Rav says, no matter what, even if you eat the seed or if you eat the leaves, you have to take off maestros on both of them. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hasheves misaseres zera v'yorek v'zirin. Rabbi Eliezer says that dill is misaseres. You take off miser, even if you just plant it stam. You don't have anything in mind, but you take off miser for the zera, for the seed, the dill itself, v'yorek, and the leaves that grow, v'zirin, and also like the shoots and the branches with it as well. And the Rav says, but the kuspar, which is the coriander we just spoke in the previous case, that, the Rav says, you only would take off miser on the zirim, which is the shoots and the branches, only if you had that kavana. Sounds like that's Rabbi Elazar's shita, because I would think that the Tanakhama that doesn't even mention zirin by the kuspar, he just mentions if you have kavana for the yorok, then you're chayiv in the yorok. So it could be that the Tanakhama didn't even hold that even if you have kavana, that zirin is not considered anything by kuspar. The Chachamim Amrim Einam Misaser Zera V'Yorek El HaShichalayim V'HaGargir Bilvad. The Chachamim say that you have this halacha that if you have no kavanas, you take off maestros on not only the seeds, but on the other things, on the leaves and on the branches as well. That is only by two items, which are Shichalayim, which some have as pepper wort, and Gargir is a type of mustard called the Eruka. Those foods are the only ones where it's assumed that everything is eaten, the seeds, the leaves, and one would take off Maisar on all the different parts, even if he didn't have any specific Machshava.